The Message, Special Witnesses. Our apostles and prophets have the responsibility to bear special witness of the Savior. Here are testimonies from the First Presidency of the Church. President Gordon B. Hinckley, of all the things for which I feel grateful, one stands out preeminently. That is a living testimony of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Almighty God, the Prince of Peace, the Holy One. The earliest instance of which I have recollection of spiritual feelings was when I was about 5 years of age, a very small boy. I was crying from the pain of an earache. There were no wonder drugs at the time. My mother prepared a bag of table salt and put it on the stove to warm. My father softly put his hands upon my head and gave me a blessing, rebuking the pain and the illness by the authority of the Holy Priesthood and in the name of Jesus Christ. He then took me tenderly in his arms and placed the bag of warm salt at my ear. The pain subsided and left. I fell asleep in my father's secure embrace. As I was falling asleep, the words of his administration floated through my mind. That is the earliest remembrance I have of the exercise of the authority of the priesthood in the name of the Lord. That testimony grew in my heart as a missionary when I read the New Testament and the Book of Mormon, which further bore witness of him. That knowledge became the foundation of my life, standing on the footings of the answered prayers of my childhood. Jesus is my friend. He is my Savior and my Redeemer. He is the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by him. John chapter 14, verse 6. Gratefully and with love undiminished, I bear witness of these things in his holy name, even the name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Ensign, May 2000, pages 69 to 71. President Thomas S. Monson. This loving God who introduced his crucified and resurrected Son was not a God lacking in body, parts, or passions, the God of a man-made philosophy. Rather, God our Father has ears with which to hear our prayers. He has eyes with which to see our actions. He has a mouth with which to speak to us. He has a heart with which to feel compassion and love. He is real. He is living. We are his children, made in his image. We look like him, and he looks like us. With all my heart and the fervency of my soul, I testify as a special witness that God does live. Jesus is his Son, the only begotten of the Father in the flesh. He is our Redeemer. He is our Mediator with the Father. He it was who died on the cross to atone for our sins. He became the first fruits of the resurrection. Oh, sweet the joy this sentence gives. I know that my Redeemer lives. Hymns number 136. Ensign, April 1990, page 6. President James E. Faust. As I look back over my life, I recognize one source of singular strength and blessing. It is my testimony and knowledge that Jesus is the Christ, the Savior, and Redeemer of all mankind. I am profoundly grateful that all of my life I have had a simple faith that Jesus is the Christ. That witness has been confirmed to me hundreds of times. It is the crowning knowledge of my soul. It is the spiritual light of my being. It is the cornerstone of my life. As one of the least among you, but in my calling as one of his apostles, I testify of the Christ as our Savior and the Redeemer of the world. The first cornerstone of my testimony was laid a long time ago. One of my early recollections was having a frightening nightmare as a small child. I still remember it vividly. I must have screamed in fright during the night. My grandmother woke me up. I was crying, and she took me in her arms, hugged me, and comforted me. She got a bowl of some of my favorite rice pudding that was left over from dinner, and I sat on her lap as she spoon-fed me. She told me that we were safe in our house because Jesus was watching over us. I felt it was true then, and I still believe it now. I was comforted in both body and soul, and went peacefully back to bed, assured of the divine reality that Jesus does watch over us. Ensign, November 2000, page 53. End of the article, The Message, Special Witnesses. No bold